leavemychildalone.org, a request and a World Wide Web address combined. Megan Mattson is a mom working with Main Street Moms to get the word out about rights parents of high school-aged kids have to withhold personal information from the Department of Defense and local military recruiters. An obscure section of the No Child Left Behind Education Act requires school districts to supply personal information on students to local recruiters and the department to aid in their respective recruitment efforts. The same section also has provisions for parents to notify the school district and the government of their desire to opt out of this data sharing process. Folks at the Leave My Child Alone initiative are finding that some school districts are not readily supplying this information to parents and have launched a campaign to alert parents to this year's deadline, which falls in October.
We really launched pretty much just before the military stand down day for recruiters in May, and since that time have been working to put together resources for parents around the country to help spread the word on opting out of the No Child Left Behind military recruitment section in the schools. And then we have a big push in September, the launching September 7th through the 30th, and we have parents signed up to go, committed to go to their school board meetings with resolutions protecting family privacy and suggestions for their districts on how best to inform and empower students and families in opting out of those lists.
So the list itself, you mentioned No Child Left Behind. It's tied to that legislation?
It is. No Child Left Behind passed in 2001, and there's a section called Section 9528 that was sort of tapped in there by a Louisiana Republican who wrote language that forces high schools to turn over student information to military recruiters or risk losing their federal funding. And actually some districts have been threatened with the loss of their federal funds when they have tried to follow their own student privacy protection policies. So it's an interesting little piece that not many people knew about.
And the information then is fed both to the local recruiters, but isn't there also a national database that they're looking at?
There is, and we actually just set it up so you can automatically opt out of both databases through our website. The Pentagon database includes information on 30 million 16 to 25-year-olds, and it's collected from a range of sources, so it includes some very sensitive information like Social Security numbers, email addresses in some cases, and then some weird stuff like height and weight, areas of study. So it's a pretty intrusive collection of data. And our feeling is that they've been collecting this information for about 3 years, and they only announced that fact in June. And there's a Federal Privacy Act that requires any agency to announce it when they start collecting a new batch of information on American citizens. So they really put off that notification.
So they didn't actually publish the notice in the Federal Register until very recently, then.
Okay. Yeah, in June. And in the first article I saw on this, it said that they realized they had forgotten to notify a year ago, and then finally notified in June.
Yeah, it's typically that's not something that's a big forget.
That's a pretty big forget. We think it's pretty big.
Yeah. The opt-out provisions, is that actually in No Child Left Behind, or is that?
It is. In Section 9528, it says high schools must turn over this information to military recruiters. Districts must notify families that this is happening. Families have the right to opt out in writing. So there are those requirements. It's just that implementation of it has been all over the map. So some districts might have a little paragraph about it in the back of the student handbook. Some don't have any mention of it, and then others do a very good job with a standalone opt-out form and a letter home. And so we're just trying to really bring all the districts up to a higher standard on notification.
Right, and you have to, and it's an opt-out for both the local recruiters and Pentagon, but that those are separate forms, right?
They're separate forms, and you have to opt out of both because the school level No Child Left Behind requirement is strictly local, and then the Pentagon database is the federal, and it's used more. I was told by Department of Defense that it's used by the four branches more for things like direct mail and that sort of thing. And they say it's updated daily and sent out monthly.
Okay. And then you also have, looking at your website, I noticed Adopt the School Board program. Do you want to talk a little bit more about how that is working?
Yeah, that's actually our big push in September, since the opt-out deadlines are generally in October for the schools. We're really encouraging people to, as I said, go to their school board meetings with, we have good sample opt-out forms, and then we have a resolution that we encourage people to get their local school boards to adopt. And so that's really that program. We've done a lot of letter writing to local school boards and people writing the letters enclose the resolution and ask school districts to practice optimum opt-out, which the basics of which are a standalone opt-out form required as part of registration. I mean, the return of which is required as part of registration, translated into applicable languages. So really the Adopt a School Board program is that if we can get even one school board member to really take this on as a privacy issue, you can achieve kind of a turnaround in opt-out rates pretty
okay.
easily.
And if somebody listening to this is interested in getting more information, where can they go?
They can go, if they go straight to leavemychildalone.org, it's a great place to opt out of both databases, Pentagon and No Child Left Behind. And then we would love to have anyone listening come to the website and find out how to plan a school board outing this fall. We're also encouraging people to just print up lots of opt-out forms and have them around, especially in districts that aren't providing them easily for students. I don't know, it's been a fun thing to work on just because it comes as a real surprise to people, and it's an obvious
wrong. Right.
for many to have. The school districts that hope to opt out as a district or received letters that were co-signed by the Secretary of Defense and the Secretary of Education. And just a lot of people feel that this has nothing to do with learning and just doesn't belong in the No Child Left Behind Act, and they take action
right.
as a result.
Okay.
I'm sure you see this on the website, but there's an opportunity to co-sponsor as a citizen the Student Privacy Protection Act, which would close this loophole and require written consent before any information is released rather than
sort of positive concurrence released. Rather than negative concurrence.
Very well said. Thank you.
And they can go to the website to do that? Okay.
Uh-huh.
And that website is, again?
leavemychildalone.org.
Okay. www.leavemychildalone.org. Thank you very much for your time, Meg. I appreciate it.
All right. Bye-bye.
Megan Mattson spoke to us from the offices of Working Assets, an activist phone company based in San Francisco. Phone calls placed to local school districts were not returned in time for this broadcast. You are listening to Locally Grown. We remain on the home front with the next segment. A group of activists in Massachusetts is organizing a campaign to place a binding initiative on the November 2006 ballot requiring the governor to recall the Massachusetts National Guard from Iraq. Sonny Miller, executive director of the Trap Rock Peace Center in Deerfield, Massachusetts, and a signatory to the binding referendum submission to the Massachusetts Attorney General, interviewed Harold Hubschman on the effort. Harold Hubschman of Brookline, Massachusetts, is a political consultant specializing in referenda.